This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. We are, as you mentioned, here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on a day of wind, a north wind kind of cutting through. But other than doing morning chores and evening chores, I don't know how many folks are out and about. Let's see. Julianne, are you there?
I am.
Hey, already. Busy in the Lemoore County Extension office today.
Well, we're trying.
Yeah. All right.
Do what we can.
Indeed. All right. Well, just checking in. A lot of corn is kind of still out in the field around Lemoore.
There is. It's, you know, slowly, you know, being taken out of the field as you can get in there. And some people are still waiting for the ground to get a little bit harder. But, you know, in speaking to people around town, it seems like there's just one concern after the other, and now it's, you know, the damage that can be caused to the tires because of all the brittle corn that's out there.
Yeah. Now, and then, where's the propane delivery guy? Another question. How? What is the word that you've heard on propane around Lemoore?
I have not heard anything, so I'm hoping we're not. That's not a sign that, you know, we should be expecting shortages, because that would just be another stress people don't need.
Oh, for sure. Well, hopefully, no news is good news there. And
it is. Yeah. So, you know, at the moment, people are either just taking a discount. If they have dryers, they're doing it themselves. It was at least 3 weeks ago that I was told that the ethanol plant was taking some corn that was high moisture, but I don't know if that's still the case.
Yeah, all righty. Well, and I would assume that maybe a lot of people are saying, you know, the yields are coming in okay, but the test weight is way down.
That is correct.
Yeah. And, yep. And there's nothing we can do about it. That was a function of Mother Nature. Just didn't give us enough grown degree days during the year.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Alrighty. Any other things to talk about and report there around Lemoore County?
Well, you know, we have our cattle seem to be hanging in there, and people are very tired, literally, because, yes, you know, as the farmers can get out in the field, they're taking advantage of all the time they can do it. So they're very tired, and I just can't stress enough that I really hope people remain careful and just, you know, don't try and go too fast. Be safe, and, you know, your health and your life are definitely never worth it.
And, you know, and take a deep breath and realize that all of the things that are happening are not the farmer's fault.
That's correct.
You know,
that's correct.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always say, Mother Nature does what Mother Nature wants. And, you know, if there's anything that we as Extension can do to help, that's why we're here. And we have a lot of resources for stress-related topics and really anything, you know, that's on your mind. Just please, you know, never think that you have to suffer in silence, so to speak.
Yeah. A friend of mine who kind of he's not quite in Lemoore County, but he's kind of lives at the corner of Ransom, Sargent, Dickey, and Lemoore County. Roger Zetica stopped by at the Northern Ag Expo at the Fargo Dome and gave me this little pamphlet that put out by NDSU Extension, Farmers Union, and Ag Country, and a lot of folks, it's we pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps time, and our bootstraps are getting a little thin right now. So,
but yes,
that's a great little pamphlet, and I know NDSU Extension has some great mental health tips, emotional health tips that you can talk with folks about.
Right, and I mean even calling into our office, you know, people will call into me, and I'm more than happy to listen and, you know, just so you can vent, because sometimes that's all you need to do.
Yeah. All righty. Well, excellent. You're not quite in the meeting season yet, but I'm sure you'll have some this winter.
We're starting after the first of the year. And because we like to try and get some of the I call them the showstoppers out here. We're not having our producing for profit until March this year. So we'll have Frayne Olson and Randy Marchinson at that one. But I plan on having some topics at any meeting, for example, the township officers' banquets and the private applicator training that I do from January through March. I plan to have topics on how to deal with stress and just, you know, general overall well-being, so people can just try and have more resources and tools to cope,
mm-hmm.
cope with a stressful time like this.
And there are there's a lot of stress to deal with. So thank you so much for that, Julianne Racine, NDSU Extension, Lamoure County. So what is the phone number there at the Lamoure County Extension office?
Thank you for asking. It is area code 701-883-6080.
And that's the number I called, and doggone it, Julianne was there. So thank you for being there for the producers out there. Have a good rest of the holiday season, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. You as well. And everybody stay safe out there.
Will do. Thank you, Julianne.